5. Life to the full. Peace. John 14:27. When the streams of life hit, would those around me say that my life is more characterized by fear and anxiety or by the overcoming peace of Christ? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Insight. Most people only feel peace in their life if their relationships are happy, their family is together, the money flows, their health is good, the job is satisfying, or when their favorite politician or sports team is winning. What about when nothing seems to go right in your life, or everything falls apart? The peace of Jesus is a peace that surpasses all human understanding and protects our hearts and minds, even in terrible circumstances. It is a supernatural peace given as a reward for our faithfulness and godly living, obedience. If we are walking in sin, disobedience, or foolishness, it will prevent us from experiencing the peace of Christ. See Psalm 85:8 and Philippians 4:9. Just like with contentment and other promises of Christ, you cannot work up this kind of peace through a positive attitude or self-talk. It is given to you directly by the Spirit of Christ, and you will know when you have it. Having the peace of Christ does not mean that you won't ever have a fearful or anxious moment, but it does mean that you won't stay that way long. Even after all I have personally seen the Lord get me through, I still have an instant physiological reaction to trouble or bad news in my body. That is the reaction of my natural man, my flesh, my carnality. My natural man is a godless atheist who is scared to death when trouble comes, and it reacts without any desire or help on my part. Just as weeds grow effortlessly without any cultivation, so do our godless and natural thoughts in response to circumstances. The natural man reacts instantly the way it always has, entirely subject to its 5 human senses, having no faith, no ability to look beneath the surface, and no ability to trust God. No wonder our natural man is so often anxious and afraid. It is entirely godless. If we live according to him, our natural man, and his reactions, we cannot please God. Romans 8:8. However, to the praise of God and for the meeting of his righteous requirements, all born-again believers have a second nature, a spiritual one. This nature is far superior and can see and process things by faith through the mind of God. See 1 Corinthians 10:12. Therefore, Christians have two natures by which they process everything that happens in their life. First, the flesh, and then the spirit. See Galatians 5:17. My natural man reacts to trouble and even panics without any conscious effort on my part. But we are to learn to put down those misjudgments, the fears, the thoughts, and the sinful actions of our unrighteous carnal nature. See Romans 8:13. By faith, I must process that same trouble through my spiritual man. And this takes a conscious, energetic effort, powered by His grace, of course. I have heard from many people over the years who are trapped in worry, fear, and anxiety, the devil's playground. Sometimes they are being tormented through disobedience. See Matthew 18:34. Sometimes they are simply not trusting God. And sometimes they are becoming a Martha, allowing themselves to be distracted, worried, and upset about all kinds of bad news, conspiracy theories, and many other troubles they see and hear from all over the world. It takes faith and violence against your natural, fleshly desires to put and keep your focus back on God and His promises. But in doing so, He will keep you in perfect peace. See Isaiah 26, verse 3. My heart aches and burns in frustration for those that don't find His peace or lose the peace they once had. If you will stay faithful to Christ and this discipleship journey, I promise that He will change your heart and provide a peace for you that you won't want to ever live without. Now, be sure to scroll down and see the further study and related content links.